From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously Wednesday to let President Vladimir Putin send Russian troops to Syria. The Kremlin sought to play down the decision, saying it will only use its air force there and not ground troops. Putin had to request parliamentary approval for any use of Russian troops abroad, according to the Constitution. The Federation Council, which is the upper chamber of the Russian parliament, discussed Putin's request for authorization behind closed doors, cutting off its live web broadcast to hold a debate, notable for its quickness. Sergei Ivanov, chief of Putin's administration, said in televised remarks after the discussion that the parliament voted unanimously to give the green light to Putin's plea. NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after Taliban insurgents seized the city, fought off a counterattack, and advanced on the airport to shore up their biggest victory in 14 years. Heavy fighting was underway near the northern city's airport, where government forces retreating, highlighting the challenge the militants pose after their capture of Kunduz. The Taliban's occupation, which is now since Thursday, raised troubling questions about the capability of Afghan forces. An Indian court sentenced 5 men to death Wednesday for a series of bomb blasts that ripped through packed trains in Mumbai in 2006, killing nearly 200 people. After another 7 people have been found guilty of involvement in the attacks in India's financial capital. They were sentenced to life imprisonment by a special court, according to the defense lawyer speaking to reporters. This is VOA News. The EU Wednesday urged the Burkina Faso transitional authorities to press ahead quickly with elections after renegade presidential guard troops staged a short-lived coup. The end of the clashes is an important step towards normalizing the situation in Burkina Faso. That's according to the European Union's Foreign Affairs Arm in a statement. The first task now is to organize as quickly as possible a credible, transparent, and free elections, according to the statement. The announcement came several hours after Burkina's troops raided the barracks of the presidential guard. Former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba went on trial Tuesday at the International Criminal Court for obstructing justice after allegedly trying to influence witnesses to achieve acquittal in his war crimes trial that has been underway since 2010. Fatou Bensouda is the ICC chief prosecutor.
We will demonstrate on the strength of our evidence how the accused engaged in a scheme to corruptly influence witnesses, to bribe them, to encourage or induce their false testimony, to coach their evidence illicitly, and to present that false evidence to a chamber of this court.
Bemba is accused of conspiring with others to coach witnesses and pay for favorable testimony. He's also accused of orchestrating atrocities against civilians in 2002 when fighters of his Movement for the Liberation of Congo militia intervened in neighboring Central African Republic. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has promised a bombshell announcement when he addresses the UN General Assembly on Wednesday. The Palestinian leader has said only that his speech will focus on the 1993 Oslo Accords reached with Israel and what he calls Israeli violations, including settlements and the demolition of Palestinian buildings. China has arrested 2 Japanese citizens on spying allegations, according to officials Wednesday. The Japanese chief cabinet spokesman Yoshida Suga told reporters that the 2 were picked up in May. China said the 2 faced spying allegations. Suga said the Japanese government knew about those arrests after the 2 were detained, but withheld the information. He refused to give details on the arrest, including the specific allegations that the 2 face. The world's 7 leading industrialized countries, along with the Gulf states, pledged to contribute nearly $2 billion to UN aid agencies to help with the world's worst migrant crisis since the Second World War. The announcement came Tuesday after a G7 meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.